ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट नंबर 41। दिस चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड एज द डिलीवरेंस ऑफ यमलार्जुन ट्रीज। दिस वर्स इज स्पोकन बाय कृष्ण व्हेन ही डिलीवर्ड द नलकुवर एंड मणिग्रीव एंड सब्सिक्वेंटली दिस टू डेमीगॉड्स द सन्स ऑफ कुबेरा ऑफर्ड देयर प्रेयर्स एंड देन कृष्ण spoke to them after hearing their prayers, glorifying his devotees. Sadunam samachittanam sutaram matkritatmanam darshananno bhavet bandha pumsokshano savituryatha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When one is face to face with the sun, there is no longer darkness for one's eyes. Similarly, when one is face to face with a sadhu, a devotee, who is fully determined and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will no longer be subject to material bondage. Purport. As stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Charitamrit Madhya Lila 22.54, साधु संग साधु संग सर्व शास्त्र कोय लव मात्र साधु संगे सर्व सिद्धि होय। इफ बाय चांस वन मीट्स अ साधु अ डिवोटी वन्स लाइफ इज इमीडिएटली सक्सेसफुल एंड वन इज फ्रीड फ्रॉम मटेरियल बॉन्डेज। इट मे बी आर्ग्यूड दैट वेर एज समवन मे रिसीव अ साधु विद ग्रेट रिस्पेक्ट, someone else may not receive a sadhu with such respect. A sadhu, however, is always equipoised toward everyone. Because of being a pure devotee, a sadhu is always ready to deliver Krishna consciousness without discrimination. As soon as one sees a sadhu, one naturally becomes free. Nonetheless, persons who are too much offensive, who commit Vaishnava apradhas or offenses to a sadhu, will have to take some time before being rectified. This is also indicated herein. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावदूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादा सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितंश्च। हरे कृष्ण। So this is a very important section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna delivering Nalakuvar and Manigriv, were cursed by Narad Muni to become trees because they offended a sadhu. And consequently Krishna, after delivering them, glorifying generally all the sadhus, but specifically Narad Muni, because they saw Narad Muni And by seeing Narad Muni, they acted not as Prabhupada mentions in the first part of reciprocation of a sadhu by someone who respecting, but rather they offended Narad Muni. But still, this was the benefit of seeing a sadhu. We see how in Krishna Leela, while Krishna is performing his pastime, are being bound by Mother Yashoda. It is between Krishna and his mother. Krishna is reciprocating with his mother by seeing her love. Satyavrat Muni explains that it is not that Krishna is bound by the robes. Nobody can bind Krishna. But rather Krishna is bound by the love of his devotee. Prabhupada explains it is not that a devotee can bind Krishna, but devotee's love will bind Krishna. So Krishna is reciprocating with Mother Yashoda, seeing her hard work. She's so desperate. She's so convinced that I will bind Krishna. And because of her determination, Krishna's mercy potency prevails. And Krishna allows himself to be bound by Mother Yashoda robes. And eventually Krishna decides, now I broke the pods. With this rope, I'm going to do make a bigger disaster. I'll break the trees only. So Krishna, from his point of view, and as a play, he's coming towards the tree to break this Yamalarjuna tree. But there is also another principle involved. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains the nature of Krishna's pleasure potency. Whenever there is pleasure, the one who enjoys pleasure, he cannot see the suffering of others. One reason why Narad Muni cursed these two demigods, he said, you have not experienced the poverty. You have not experienced being pinpricked. And because you are not being pinpricked, you don't realize how it pains when somebody is pinpricked. You don't realize it. You have not experienced poverty, therefore you don't know the value of poverty. Or you don't know the value of money. And therefore Prabhupada explains in the commentary, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj ki, he has ordered me to speak, so I will continue to speak. So, Narad Muni said that, Prabhupada explains, that someone who was poor before, and if he accumulates wealth, most probably he will use that money for philanthropic work. Why? Because he knows what suffering is, what poverty is. He doesn't want others to suffer. So Narad Muni, here in Nallakwar and Manigriv, we see enjoyment, wherever there is enjoyment, you don't give much attention for other suffering. Therefore, sometimes people accuse, what is this God enjoying? And at what cost? Somebody was asking yesterday, some devotees were discussing, that how Krishna makes his own people from the spiritual world come to this world so that he can enjoy. Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha are the eternal associates of the Lord, living in the spiritual world. They come here to give enjoyment to Krishna, but at what cost? They cause so much of suffering to everyone. Now they would, Prabhupada explains, Hiranyakashipu would drink blood of rishis. He was causing so much of havoc to the entire civilization. They are causing so much of suffering to human society and Krishna is enjoying. What kind of logic is this? One may raise this question. But Chaitanya Charitamrita explains the nature of Krishna's enjoyment also has, you know, inherently in that enjoyment of Krishna, there is deliverance of fallen people. You can't take out Krishna's enjoyment away from saving the fallen conditioned soul. That is how one has to see Krishna's enjoyment. Krishna has been bound by Mother Yashoda. It's a childhood pastime. Prabhupada says, who takes seriously? You know, child being bound. What is so important about discussing this? But this is Krishna's pastime. This is not any other child. It is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bound by the love of Mother Yashoda. But at the same time, when Krishna started moving, he had a mission to fulfill. And what was his mission? His mission was to fulfill the statement made by Narada Muni. Narada Muni, when he cursed these two demigods, the sons of Kubera, the biggest, richest person in the heavenly planets, much bigger than all the rich people, all put together. And still you can't match the wealth of demigod Kuber. And then where do they have their enjoyment? Not in some resort, in Kailash. These two demigods were having enjoyment in Kailash. And they had their Mandakini Ganga. They didn't have to create artificial swimming pool. Their swimming pool was Mandakini Ganga. And they were enjoying in Kailash. Then Srila Prabhupada explained, just see, beautiful purports Prabhupada has written. Just see how, what is Mandakini Ganga for? Now Mandakini Ganga is in the heavenly planets, much superior to earthly Ganga. Mandakini Ganga is in the heavens, Ganga is in the earthly planet, and there is Bhogavati in the lower planetary system. And the whole purpose of Mother Ganga, when she was about to come, she told this to Bhagirath Maharaj. When I come down, people will come to my water to purify themselves and deposit all their contamination. She was scared to come. Why? Because she knew people will come to take part in Ganga to purify. It was historical. But still these two demigods were taking bath in Ganga not to be purified. Rather, they were increasing their contamination. They are using Mother Ganga's water to enjoy sense gratification. So therefore Prabhupada writes, what is material and what is spiritual is a mental attitude. If one is not mentally proper, if he doesn't have right attitude, even if he is in the temple, like one time Badri Narayanpur was mentioning in Mayapur, he said some thugs came to the temple. Actually, it was a true story. They came to the temple with the intention of looking around what kind of clothes people are wearing, you know, what, how much money they must be having, you know, thinking of stealing them. And devotees were performing a drama, and suddenly two police came. It was uninformed drama, like we do the spontaneous drama. When the two police came and they were looking around, these two thugs ran away from there. Because their intentions were, they didn't come to take darshan, they came to steal. So Prabhupada writes that these two demigods were taking bath, but their intention was not to be purified. They are becoming more and more putrefied. So therefore there may be many frogs, many fishes, rocks in the bottom of Ganga. But it doesn't mean that they are great yogis. Because they are there without having that knowledge. Of course, but still, because they are in contact with Ganga, eventually they will get purified. That's what happened with Nalakuvar and Manigriv. And Narada Muni saw them. The women, they covered themselves immediately. They had at least some understanding. When you see a sadhu, you know, you should respect by behaving properly. But these two demigods, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, they are questioning, what are you doing here? They were questioning, doubting Narada Muni's character itself. Sometime when devotees, this happens in Bombay, when we are traveling in local trains, you know, when they see sadhus, many times this question has been asked by people, aap log idhar kya kar rahe ho? What are you doing in Bombay? You should be in the holy places. Why are you living in Bombay? That means you have some other business. Have you come to see, you know, movies here? People have actually asked this question. So this Nalakuvar and Manigriv, they raise their eyebrows. It is not our fault, it's your fault that you are here. It is our place for enjoyment. And seeing their attitude, Narad Muni, because Parikshit Maharaj raised this question, why Narad Muni of all the people, why he became angry? He uses the word tamaha. Tamaha means influenced by the mode of passion and ignorance. Why Narad Muni became angry? What kind of abominable activities these two demigods perform? I want to know. Please elaborate. అండ్ పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్, సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ నో తమః. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద రైట్స్ ఇన్ ద కామెంటరీ, వెన్ నారద ముని కర్స్ దెమ్ టు బికమ్ ట్రీస్, ఇట్ వాస్ ది మోస్ట్ బ్రిలియంట్ కంపాషన్ ఆన్ దీస్ టూ డెమిగాడ్స్, మోస్ట్ కంపాషనెట్, బికాస్ హి వాస్ ఫోర్సింగ్ దెమ్ టు ఎక్సెప్ట్ ద మర్సీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. సో నారద ముని కర్స్ దెమ్ దాట్ యూ డోంట్ రియలైజ్, దేర్ ఫార్ ఐ కర్స్ యూ టు బికమ్ ట్రీస్. Especially in this age of Kali, we were discussing in our counselor meeting that most people do not come to Krishna on their own accord. Atato Brahma Jigyasa, the word Jigyasa people don't know. People don't know what is Brahma. They only know enjoyment. And therefore there are very few souls who actually look for God. And you don't find them in this age of Kali. Very few souls. Like Maharaj went around traveling. You know, nobody came to him giving God consciousness. He was traveling around looking for God. But for us, we never went looking for God. Either some devotees came in college campus. You know, some devotees forced us to take Krishna Prasad. You know, most of us were running away. What is this? Like one devotee said, he came to our temple only, Radha Gopinath temple. He used to be a, you know, kind of a gunda, bullying around everybody, threatening. And one of his close friend became devotee and he was simply ridiculing him because he became a devotee. And he said, let me see what he is doing here. No interest of seeing the Lord. He said, let me see what this person does. He came to tease him. And now he's initiated devotee. So the intention was not to come to the temple looking for God. The intention was to look something else in the temple. Just see. He was looking something else other than God and spiritual life. So Narad Muni, he said, these people have no inclination. They didn't do any inquiry. Rather, without inquiry, the advice was given. Still, they were not able to take it. So therefore, Narad Muni said, you need a separate, different kinds of mercy. Like Indradun Maharaj told that famous story that when he was preaching in Paris doing Harinam, you know, he went back and gave the report. Prabhupada asked, how was preaching? He said, Prabhupada, it was quite tough. And Srila Prabhupada said, when did I say preaching is very easy? Preaching is always very difficult. Like our devotee, one devotee, Peter Barwash, he uses very nice phrase for Srila Prabhupada's preaching. He said, Prabhupada created a market where there was none. He created a market where there was none. Nobody wanted his goods. He forced upon them. And therefore, we are practicing devotional service. He forced his mercy. So this, Indradhu Maharaj said, Maharaj, Prabhupada, I was chanting on the beach. And an old lady, she was so stubborn. When she heard we chant Hare Krishna, she's an old lady, she took her fingers and put in her ears, holding tightly not to hear. And Prabhupada told him, you are so tall, you should have just pulled her hands and made her hear the holy name. That is the only way. Of course, we should not be imitating. We still have to use more sober tricks to preach Krishna consciousness. So Narad Muni had the power to curse and then eventually give them Krishna. He said, you are so fallen, the knowledge doesn't go to your head. Therefore, I curse that you can become trees. And they became trees. And he said, after 100 years of the demigods, you'll be able to see Krishna face to face. Now when a devotee speaks, a devotee like Narad Muni, you know, his words are Satya Sankalpa. Krishna has to make the words of Narad Muni come true. Otherwise, Krishna had many more trees to, you know, rip them off. Why should you go to these trees only? There was no other reason other than to make the words of Narad Muni come true. As Krishna's crawling, he remembered, oh, my devotee had made this promise. I have to make the words of Narad Muni come true. Like in the seventh canto, when Prahlad Maharaj, he saw Lord Narsingdev. He is offering his prayers. And then Just see how Prahlad Maharaj says, Krishna, you came, Narasingha, you came to me just to make the words of your devotees come true. What was the words of a devotee? Whose words? Narad Muni had told Indra when Indra came to capture the child of Kayadu. Prahlad was still in the womb of Kayadu when Hiranyakashipu had gone to perform austerities. Indra came there thinking that one more Hiranyakashipu you have to deal. This one is causing so much of trouble and his son could be much worse. Demon son can be greater demons. So Indra was worried. He came there, but Narad Muni said, look, he is not like that. In one sense, one can say, because Narad Muni said he is not like that, he is a pure devotee of the Lord, that was the beginning of Prahlad Maharaj being a pure devotee, because Narad Muni spoke. That is the power of a devotee's words. Srila Rupa Goswami explains in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, one receives the mercy of the Lord in three ways. When the Lord or his devotees glance, when their glance fall upon, then you are forced to accept Krishna consciousness. And second, when the devotees of the Lord, they wish you nice words. They wish you that you are a nice devotee. You may not be a nice devotee, but because they are saying like that, you eventually become a nice devotee. And then, the third is their good words. They speak nicely. Therefore, we were discussing when a devotee is introduced by another devotee, you know, speaking very nice words about another devotee. One may see why that devotee, when he is hearing such a glorification, does not object. He should actually switch off the mic, you know, uncord the mic and throw it away because he is hearing good things about him. Because Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, flattery or praise is the stool of a boar. How can one sit and hear one's own glories? One devotee shared his thought, when someone is introducing you nicely, talking nice about you, because the devotee is speaking, he is speaking such a nice words, you are hoping that his words will come true. You don't have those qualities, but because he is speaking like that, one day his words will come true. Because what is he saying about? He is only saying that you are a nice devotee, you are rendering service to your spiritual master, he is committed, he is dedicated, he is only wishing. They are not true at all. But because this devotee is speaking, they will come true. That is the only reason a devotee tolerates the introduction of him being presented in the presence of so many devotees. So these are the three benedictions by which one becomes a devotee. So Narad Muni, you know, after giving this benediction in the form of curse, and Prahlad Maharaj saying, Because Narad Muni had said that I am a devotee, just to make the words of Narad Muni come true, you know, you have appeared in my presence. And how does Narad Muni narrate this story to Yudhishthira Maharaj? Narad Muni doesn't say, you know, actually I had said like this, I made him a devotee. Because of me only Lord Narasimha appeared. Historically he is under my name. He doesn't say. What does Narad Muni say to Yudhishthira Maharaj? So beautiful, Lord Narasingha has appeared, is about to appear. And Narad Muni says to Yudhishthira Maharaj, Satyam vidhatu nija bhritya bhashitam, vyaptim cha bhuteshu akilesha chatmana, stambe sabhayam na mrigam na manusham. He said, my dear Yudhishthir, Lord Narasingha appeared from that pillar. Why did he appear? He said, he appeared from that pillar just to make the words of his devotee come true. Satyam vidhatu nija bhritya bhashitam. And who is that bhritya? Who is that servant? Narad Muni doesn't say it's me. Prabhupada writes in the commentary, it was Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj told Hiranyakashipu, when Hiranyakashipu asked, does your Lord in this pillar? Is he here? Not necessarily Lord Narasingha was hiding, just like our actors hide behind the pillar, ready to break the pillar. It was not like that. Lord is everywhere. But that personality, the supreme personality of Godhead, he appeared just to make the words of Prahlad Maharaj come true. This is how both devotees, Narad Muni is complimenting Prahlad Maharaj for Lord Narasingha's appearance, and Prahlad Maharaj is complimenting Narad Muni for his words. It is beyond historical. You can't say who came, why Lord Narasimhadev came, because both are not taking the credits for the Lord's appearance. And therefore, Lord Krishna says that just to make the words of Narad Muni come true, I'm going to deliver this to demigods. Otherwise, actually, I have nothing to do with these two people. I have nothing to do with them. And then Krishna came, inserted himself between these two Yamalarjuna trees, and the wooden mortar fell crosswise, got stuck into these two trees. If you see from a logical point of view, from a scientific point of view, that yes, Krishna can pull down the trees, but he took the assistance of the ropes and he took the assistance of the wooden grinding mortar. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, he asked these two demigods after Krishna delivered them, why are you offering obeisances to me? They said, my dear Lord, we are offering obeisances to you because you delivered us. And we are also offering obeisances to you because you are so wonderful. You are giving the credit to this wooden grinding mortar and the ropes also. Now from a physical point of view, such a huge tree, Dinabandhu Prabhu was once mentioning, even if there is a heavy cyclone, these Arjuna trees do not fall off. Because they are deep rooted, their roots are very strong. They don't fall. Srila Prabhupada writes, even many elephants cannot uproot these trees. The very strong trees. Now this wooden grinding mortar, it is not even made of iron, it is made of wooden. And Krishna's many robes tied by Mother Yashoda, not one rope. There are many ropes because Krishna in the first rope was not able to be tied. It became two finger too short. Then Mother Yashoda got one more rope. And many gopis came there bringing their ropes. There were so many ropes. And eventually it was a fun pastime. They were not tying ropes as if we, you know, make ropes to tie a robber. And then we are sure to make the ropes very tight. The knot is very tight. But the knot were also very, must be very loose. Just so that they can complete the rope at the waist of the Lord. And that rope is tied to wooden grinding mortar. So one push from Krishna, he is released. The ropes will be released. And if the ropes are not released, the wooden grinding mortar should break, not the trees. But because it was connected to Krishna, when Krishna gave the jerk, you know, the whole trees fell apart. We were discussing this. This is how a devotee, a practicing devotee, gets the ability to preach Krishna consciousness because it's connected to parampara system. He is like that rope, loosely connected. He is like that wooden grinding mortar. When he's pulling apart the trees of, you know, bad civilization, hellish situation of other living entities, it is not for his credit. The credit is there because he's connected to parampara system. He's connected to Krishna. And if he's connected to Krishna, even though he is loose, he has the power given by Krishna to actually pull apart. Therefore, when Prabhupada came to America, he was alone from a physical point of view. And he was facing the most powerful country in the entire creation of earth, America. And what he had? Nothing. No money power, no support from anybody, not even, you know, assistant to help him. He was alone. But because Prabhupada always said, I was never alone, I was always with my spiritual master, and the rope was there, connected. When he pulled, what happened? The whole civilization then in 60s, there was a revolution. Everywhere Hare Krishna became a household. Like in Russia, we see they were fearful of three things. Pop music, rock music, and then Coca-Cola and Hare Krishna. Why? Because the rope was very powerful. So Nalakur and Manigriv were delivered by Krishna, by the wooden grinding mortar and the rope. All got the credit. Krishna gave them the credit also. And then here Krishna is making this point. Sadhu naam sama chitta naam. That he just reminding them that it was not a curse, and they also know Naraduni cursed you, but that curse also had the benediction. What kind of benediction? That they are not qualified to see Krishna, but because they saw Narad Muni, and because they saw Narad Muni, just to make the words of Narad Muni come true, Krishna came there. Just like in the Chaitanya Charitamrita we read, Radharani's name is Krishnamayi. What is Krishnamayi means? That she sees Krishna everywhere. She is Krishna conscious. And because she sees Krishna everywhere, her Krishna consciousness is our hope. Because she also sees Krishna in us. She doesn't see wrong thing in us. She sees our potential. As Maharaj is mentioning in the morning, ultimately all of us, we are originally connected to Krishna. And those who are representative of Srimati Radharani, the spiritual master and the parampara system, what do they see? When they see a fallen conditioned soul, yes, they see their fallen position. But beyond that, they are able to see the natural character, the original character of we being the Krishna conscious entities. And because they see that, their seeing Krishna in us is our hope from getting out of this material existence. Otherwise, especially in this age of Kali, if you ask anybody how they became devotees, less than one person will say that I was spending my time looking all the books, thinking where will I find God. But rather, most probably, people were looking for something else and a book bumped into them. Like that story is there, how book distribution and preaching Krishna consciousness can make a person who never thought of becoming a devotee becomes a devotee. We had one devotee come to our temple. He was from Europe. And we asked him, how you became a devotee? He said, very interesting story. We heard his story. He said, he was a young man and he had nothing else to do. He was doing adventure. What he would do, he would go to the train station and go away from the station and then come to the rail track. And he would see from opposite direction the train is coming. And he would jump. And he would start running towards the running train. He is running towards the running train. And he would see the reaction of a motorman. Because they have a... See, how does he feel? And he is running. And when the train is about to come close, then he would jump off the track. That was his everyday's pastime. To see the reaction... The adventure of running towards the running train and seeing the reaction of the motorman, because he can't stop suddenly and jumping off. Every day was doing like that. And one day he was running again towards the running train and he saw the reaction of the motorman, you know, scared, you know, he was almost about to jump off the seat, seeing, trying to scream. And then he jumped off of the track, but this time he didn't land properly. He fell on his face because he tripped. But off the track, he fell on the face. But fortunately, he didn't fall on the ground. He was protected. There was a book. He fell on the book. Physically, he was protected and he picked up the book. And that was Sri Ishopanishad. And it was the face of Srila Prabhupada. He fell on that and he sat off the track, finished reading Sri Ishopanishad, and he came to Hare Krishna temple and became a devotee. So where was he made ever a decision, ever made that decision, I want to try Krishna? He never tried. He never wanted to become a devotee. Never thought. So most probably all of us who came to Krishna accidentally, not accidentally actually, because of the desire of a devotee. A devotee desired that, yes, just like when Srila Prabhupada makes this claim, now the entire world will become a devotee. From a historical, from a material point of view, from a Kali Yuga's point of view, it is not possible. What is the nature of Kali Yuga? Kali Yuga, hardly anybody will take interest in spirituality. That is what Srimad Bhagavatam says. But even though a devotee knows this fact, but still his desire is so strong, he is still out of love, he is blinded by love. He is not blinded by ignorance, but blinded by love. And because he is blinded by love, his compassion is so great, he goes beyond the material calculation. Therefore, when Vidura in Mahabharata, when Krishna came to Vidura's house, Vidura told, "My dear Lord, why are you going to Duryodhan? Why have you come to this place as a peacemaker? Your peacemaking plan will not work." And Vidura gives many, many reasons why Krishna's mission will fail. He says, "My dear Lord Krishna, Duryodhan is such a nasty person. He thinks he is always right and others are wrong. How can you preach such a person? Not possible. And he's so greedy. He's so greedy for the position. How can you tell him about the spiritual truth?" He gives all the qualities of Duryodhan which makes him unqualified to hear the spiritual knowledge. Just see, Vidur is speaking this to Krishna. And Krishna says, "My dear Vidur, I agree with you. I understand. What you are saying is true. But it is my responsibility, it is my duty to give a chance to Duryodhan." Why? Because sometimes people ask, why? If the Lord knows everything beforehand, we are not going to become a devotee, or we are going to become a devotee. Why make all these big, big plans? Send devotees, pure devotees, send shastras, arrange temple worship, have yatras and the holy places. Why make all these plans? He knows everything. Why should you do all these things? Because Krishna is also covered by the principle of love. The principle of love and compassion, even this all-knowing Lord, he allows himself to be covered by the principle of love and compassion. And because of that, the same principle is there in the devotee's heart also. He can know who will become a devotee, who will not become a devotee. Like one person, you know, if this was one person, he came to devotees association and he was very negligent in regards to offering proper respect to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, he will not stay with devotees. He will bloop. And eventually, within no time, that devotee lost. Because he can see through and through. So when compassion factor is involved, the knowledge factor is covered. So Krishna said, it is my responsibility. I have to do it. And the Lord was acting as an ordinary king. He said, "My dear Vidur, when you perform a task, and especially if it is a spiritual task, even if you are not successful, the endeavor also gets the same benefit as the task is successful. I know, I agree with you, but still I have to make a try. And even if I am not successful, I will get the credit for trying my best." Just see, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is thinking like that. What to speak of us? So therefore, Narad Muni's compassion, Narad Muni's words made Krishna come there. And Krishna pulled those two trees. And immediately there was a change of consciousness. Not only they saw the Lord, but they started seeing Krishna everywhere. These two demigods, they begged mercy from the Lord. And what kind of mercy? They said, "My dear Lord, let the power of speech may be engaged always glorifying you." And what were they doing before meeting Narad Muni and Krishna? All their power of speech was used in talking vulgar language. In Kailash, they were talking all kind of nonsense. And they said, "My dear Lord, let the power of hearing be used in hearing the glories of yours." And what were they doing? They were listening to cinema songs. All kind of, you know, materialistic sound they were listening. And they said, "My dear Lord, let us have this power, or let us have this benediction, that whatever we see, let us see your energy and offer our obeisances." Before, whatever they saw it separate from Krishna. They saw it as a facility for enjoyment. How can I use in my service? But now they are praying, let us see everything as your energy and offer our obeisances to. And in this way, they pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna not only gave them benediction, Narad Muni not only gave them the benediction, but he changed their attitude completely. He gave them such a wonderful attitude. And then Lord told them, he said, my dear Nalakur and Manigri, he spoke this verse, that is the nature of my sadhus. When you come in contact with them, it is just like coming in contact with sun. If you are in darkness and if the sun is there, then you see everything clear. That is the power of seeing my devotee. And I benedict you that you will continue to remain my devotees. Rest assured about it. And he sent them back to their home, back to the heavenly planets. But still, even though the heavenly planet is there, but what will be their consciousness? They will continue to remember Krishna. And their Prabhupada writes, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. Lava matra sadhu sangha. A little moment's association with the devotee of the Lord can fetch such a wonderful result. And therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement, which was started by Srila Prabhupada, it's all about a devotee's desire. More than planning. They planned, of course. But a pure devotee, when you desire, it is more than efficient management. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed. He desired. Prithvi acheta agara nagara adigaram sarvatra prachara hovi morana. Mahaprabhu prayed like that. In Kali Yuga, let every town and village, my name will spread. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also dreamed that people from all over the world will gather together in Mayapur. And we saw personally Bhaktivinoda Thakur's word. 4,000 devotees from so many countries. Even the Chinese were there. Even the Chinese translation was going on of Maharaj's lectures. The Chinese translation where they cannot even pronounce Hare properly. But they are still chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. How? Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur desired. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's desire was actually made into an institution, an organization to give facilities. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he established 64 Gaudiya Mutts. And he dreamed there should be organized preaching beyond the shores of India in the Western world. And therefore, when he would see devotees, especially those who were, he felt could do it, he would talk about sending them out of India to preach. Just imagine in 1930s, that in Bengal and other parts were so powerful for what? For freedom fighting. Every young man was nominated to join the freedom fighting movement. In that time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was so revolutionary to make this statement that, it's not an important thing. This is not an important thing. What is important thing? Krishna consciousness is an important thing. And he told this to Prabhupada. And his dreams to preach Krishna consciousness everywhere throughout the entire world was fulfilled. He dreamed it, he desired it, and he used Prabhupada as an instrument. And then Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, using his instruments in the form of his disciples, spreading it to large extent. He says, Lord Nityananda Prabhu delivered only one Jagai Madai. But by the grace of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, his followers will deliver millions of Jagai Madais. That is the power of a desire of a devotee. So therefore, it was the desire of devotees which makes us, we have to harmonize ourselves with the desire of a devotee, then everything is possible. Otherwise, we are nobody. We have no credits to practice devotional service. We are not even human beings. In Kali Yuga, just to become a human being, there are big seminars. And what to speak of becoming a devotee of the Lord. Then we realize only because a devotee is like Narad Muni, devotees like Srila Prabhupada and his followers, they are wishing, they are glancing, they are praying. And therefore we are devotees. Not only we are trying to be devotees, and by their words, their power, they make us speak also. Otherwise, where is the power to speak? Maharaj is sitting here, you know, I should be speechless. But because he is sending his blessings, I spoke or rattled something and it were not correct, please forgive me. And if there are anything good in that, it is all the credit of my spiritual master. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Thank you, Govinda Prabhu. Actually, I pretended to be sick just to hear his class. That is, Krishna empowered me to trick him for everyone's benefit. We do kirtan, no? But one addition to what he said so beautifully. How he explained that the devotee's only desire is the will of Krishna. And Krishna's desire is the will of the devotee. So therefore the will of the devotee is all powerful. Ultimately everything is about love. Krishna is only interested in love. Devotees come to this world out of their love for Krishna. Krishna descends to attract our hearts. And the devotees understand this is Krishna's mission. Their desire is to show compassion to others. And their compassion is so, is their love for Krishna. Thus Krishna reciprocates by empowering them. And that is how we make spiritual progress, by just living in the harmony with the will of devotees. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to strive to live pure lives in Krishna consciousness. And if we simply try to follow his teachings, Krishna will bless us. And Krishna will empower us. One of Srila Prabhupada's prominent desires was to distribute his books. Prabhupada's books are a manifestation of his loving reciprocation with Krishna. We heard during the yatra from one senior devotee that Srila Prabhupada once expressed that in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna asked him to come to the earth. Who wants to leave Goloka Vrindavan to come to the earth in Kali Yuga? Prabhupada, in his original spiritual form, expressed to Krishna his reluctance. Krishna said, no, no, you just go and you write some books and I will be with you. So as his love, he came to this world and he wrote these books. And Prabhupada, he would have the devotees read his books to him. Now, generally, an author is not so interested in hearing his own books. Prabhupada, he told, I did not write these books. Krishna has written these books. Prabhupada prayed to be a puppet, and Krishna made him his puppet. These books are the loving reciprocation between Prabhupada and Krishna. He said that the purports was his devotional ecstasies. And Prabhupada wanted us to assist him in distributing these books and also in reading these books. By reading, by hearing, by following, and be giving other people the opportunity to do so. That was his will. And by doing so, we enter into the ecstatic loving reciprocation between Prabhupada and Krishna. And by trying to help such a compassionate Vaishnava as Srila Prabhupada, Krishna will certainly empower us. And we see it. Wherever devotees are sincere, how they become empowered beyond their capacity, beyond their imagination. Govinda Prabhu gave such a wonderful shastric inspired class. When he first came, he was just a confused, spaced out little guy. He says he still is. But if you take away the Krishna factor, he is. But the Krishna factor has made him all attractive. Of course, he just explained that he's only not ripping the microphone out because he knows that he's supposed to try to be like this. Not highly educated, yet most educated people are hearing and learning from him so nicely. Empowered. Because he's simply trying to serve the will of Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas. In a few days, the book distribution marathon will begin. And please take this as a very blessed opportunity to intimately connect to Srila Prabhupada's will. It may be difficult, or it may not be difficult, depending on our personality. But that is not important. What is important is it is the will of Krishna. the will of the person who has given us Krishna. The vehicle by which we can achieve the highest mercy of the Lord. To read the books, to live by the books, and to give these books to others. So this year the brahmacharis and the leaders of the temple have 100,000 books. Yes? Maha big book. But actually, relatively, that's a small amount. Because other temples will distribute several hundred thousand books. Yes? It's a wonderful opportunity. So please take it seriously. And we are hoping everyone in the congregation will courageously participate. And the joy of Krishna consciousness awakens in the heart to the degree we connect to the mercy that is manifested when we harmonize our desire with the will of the great souls. Thank you very much.